Hello everyone, we are up to Simon Tuf Resh Ayin Vav, page 289 over here. Seder HaBrachas HaHadlaka, we got into the actual Hadlaka and the brachas that we're going to say on the Hadlaka. Rosh Shlomo Zalman Orbach in Mincha Shlomo Chilek Beis, Simon Nundalud in his Chuvos writes that it's a Davar Pashut. He thinks it's a Davar Pashut, that what Kavana is one is supposed to have when he's laying there as Hanukkah. What are we really commemorating? One would probably think that generally we're really commemorating the miracle of the Neros. That would make sense. Obviously, that's part and parcel of it. But he says, generally, that is not true. Why? He says, generally, we don't give halal lahodos on the fact that we're able to mekayim a mitzvah. That's not it. Generally, we're giving halal lahodos, but a Kadosh Baruch Hu saves us. And therefore, definitely, the menorah represents this idea. Okay? He represents this idea and shows that the miracle of war was really a miracle that came from a Kadosh Baruch Hu, but really what our Kavanah is supposed to be on the miracle of the war. Okay, there's two major miracles. There's the miracle of the war and there's the miracle of the Neros Chanukah. Rosh Shlomo Zalman holds the Iker Kavanah that one is supposed to be Lahal Lahodos when he's laying Neros Chanukah is really on the Melchama and not on the miracle of the Neros. Okay, obviously one cannot separate them Legamri, but that's what Rosh Shlomo Zalman writes. Says the Mechaber over here. We all know that one makes a bracha. The one who lights the candles on the first night, there are three brachas. Okay? The Hadlik Ner Chanukah, Visha'asa Nisim, Vishachianu, three brachas. Hadlik Ner Chanukah, Sha'asa Nisim, Abuseinu, Vuchulei, and Shechianu on the first night. Vimo Berech Zman Bilal Rishon, if he does not say Shechianu, if he does not say Shechianu on the first night, Mevarech Bilal Sheini, O Kishi Yizkor. They should pray, not do it on the second night. Or when he remembers. Okay? So, now, says the Mishnah Berurah, Siv Katan Aleph, in terms of the Nusach of the Bracha, there's a couple different machlokes, and on the Nusach of the Bracha of Lahadik Ner Shal Chanukah, says the Mishnah Berurah, we are Lahadik Ner Chanukah, with Gemara, Vecholah Poskimita, near Shel Chanukah. They added the word Shel, the Mechaber says near Chanukah. He says over here, the Gemara, and the Poskim right near Shel Chanukah. Vechain Katan Marshal, the Marshal also agrees with that. However, Ashakotav Shiomer Shelachanaka. One word, Mila Acha, it's not Shelchanaka, it's Shelachanaka. Okay, that's what he says. And not only that, Moreno Rabin Ramnitzal claims that that's the Minigan Ashkenaz. Says Moreno Rabin Ramnitzal Dirasainuagim, but Ashkenaz Dagu Lomar, Shelachanaka Bateva Achas. So I'm not sure that's really the minhag. For sure not in Chutzlars. I think most people and most Sidurim have Shel Chanukah, okay, in two words. However, Rav Nevinzal holds that the Iker minhag is supposed to be with one word, Shel Chanukah, okay? Delo Shel Chanukah, Shtei Milos, okay. Okay, and the Mishnah Berurah says, "Over be'olam einuag in the hakvid b'zeh, we're not so makvid, whichever nusach you do is going, you are going to be yotze." Then he brings down another machlokas. What is it? Bazmanazeh? Ubizmanazeh? Bazmanazeh? Velo uvazmanazeh? Sorry, it's bazmanazeh, not uvazmanazeh. Vihigianu lizmanazeh? Halamet bechirik velo betachet? Lizmanazeh? Also, not lazmanazeh, however, as Moreno Rabbi Rav Nevinzal, that the same Ahara points out, that the Iker Minhag is to say lazmanazeh, then, Lavark, lazmanazeh, vipatach. So we have a machlokas over here between the Mishnah Berurah and Moreno Rabbi Ramanzal. Is it Lizmanazah or Lazmanazah? Okay, a couple of different notes. At the end of the day, you are going to be yotze with whatever nusach you have. You can follow the sitter if you don't know the bracha. You whatever you have, you are going to be yotze. But what's very interesting over here in Sif Aleph is this idea of Shechianu. Shechianu we see over here. Shechianu we see over here is said really only on the first day. We'll see in Sif Beis once the second night comes. You say it on the first day, you don't say Shechianu anymore, you're already the Mekayim the Mitzvah. But it says over here, if you forget to say Shechianu on the first night, then you're supposed to say Shechianu on the second night, or any other time. Says the Mishnah Berurah over here. See, cotton base. Oh, Kishi Yizkar, wrote Salomar Kishi Yizkar B'Sharleos B'Shas Adlok. It means when you remember, whichever night you remember, oh, on the fourth night of Chanukah, you realize, wait a second, I never said Shechianu this year. So the fourth night, when you're lighting the candles, then you would say Shechianu. Okay? Over here, why? Because the Shechianu is really going on the mitzvah of Neros Chanukah, the Shechianu of the new mitzvah that we have over here on Neros Chanukah. But the Shaila is, let's say, for sure that's the best time to say Shechianu with your Neros Chanukah. But let's say on the eighth night, after you're already lit and the candles are lit, eighth night in the morning, you get up and you learn the halacha, you open the halacha and you say, Shechianu. I forgot to say Shechianu. Hey, wait. No Shechianu, not the first night, not the second night. All the way through the eighth night, you've not said Shechianu. Could you still say Shechianu even though there's no more mitzvahs, halakas, neros, chanukah? And the shaila over here is there a mitzvah of shechianu, there a chiyuv of saying shechianu on the itzumo shel yom, on the day itself? Is there kedusha to the day itself of Hanukkah? By other yomtivs, it's a davar pashut. We say shechianu on the yomtiv itself. A lot of times we'll do it on the mitzvah at kiddush and things like this. But if you don't do it, then you could say it afilu b'shuk, says the Gemara. Okay? Even in the middle of the shuk, you can say it because it's not really connected. It's on the yomtiv itself also gets a shechianu. The question over here is the shechianu only going on the mitzvah of Neres Chanukah? Or is there a itzumo shayom, is there a kedusha to Chanukah itself that requires a shechianu? Nafka minam being in this case, if you didn't remember all 8 days, could you still say shechianu? That's the shard seen over here. Let's just finish off the Mishnah Berurah first. Sigun base wrote Shalom Chizur B'Shalayz B'Shalayz Adlocha V'Nisker Acher Adlocha Einu B'Marech B'Layla Zavod. If you remember, only after the Adlocha, then you should wait for another night of Neres Chanukah. Says though the Shaar Tzion, open up Oz Gimel one line down. He says Omna Im Erezav B'Leil Shmini U'Mameila Yizbata L'Gamri Birchas Hashachianu. If this happens in the 8th night, and therefore you're going to code completely Mizbatal for the Bracha Shachianu Tzorich Iyid. The Esher, the Kmoba, Alma, Kaimalan, Dizman, Omro, Afilu, Bashok. Perhaps we could say that generally by other Yantas, we could say Zman, we could say Berchel Shechianu. Afilu in the Shok, do Kyle Etzema Yantav, because it's going on the Yantav itself. Esher, do a Dimazet. Perhaps also over here, the Kyle Etzema Zman, the Chanukah, Shahasudo, Nisimili Flows, but it's going on the Etzem time, Zman of Chanukah, that we're praising a Kodesh Baruch Hu with the Nisimili Flows. We said to put it by the Zman of Alakas Neros. Okay, and that's Lechatzchila. But b'diavad, you can't do that anymore. Perhaps then you could go ahead and say Shechianu, even not connected to the Alakas Neros Hanukkah. And then he says, okay, Zvarati, Nimsab Me'iri, Vizelashono. And he says, he brings a raya from a Me'iri that perhaps that is the pshat over here, and you would be able to say Shechianu. That's what it sounds like he's leaning towards. However, at the end of the Shartzi, the last 2 words, it's Tzarachin. And he ends up with Tzarachin over here. And that is Ramosha Feinstein Lefachot, says Tzarach Tzavik Brachos Lahakel, and you would not say a Shechianu in this case. So obviously better to remember the first night, not get yourself into this Balagan. But that's in terms of the Shechianu. But the idea over here is Shechianu going only on the Neres Chanukah, or Shechianu going on the whole, it's not really a Yontif, but the Yontif of Chanukah, is it going on both or not? See, base. Milel Rishon Ve'elech Mivarach base. From the first night and onwards, you only say 2 brachos. Lahadlik V'Sha'asanisim. You only say Lahadlik Neres Chanukah and Sha'asanisim. Says the Ramah, V'Yivarach Kol HaBrachos Kodem Shiatcha Lahadlik. You should say all the brachos before you malik. You don't say Lahadlik Neres Chanukah, start lighting, and then say Sha'asanisim. Only after the Sha'asanisim and the first night, Shechianu, only then you go ahead and start lighting Neres Chanukah. Says the Mishnah Berurah, he cut down dal. Kodesh Shiach LaHadlik, the main issue of brachos over the Asiyah San, like all their mitzvos, we make the brachos over the Asiyah San, meaning we make the brachos before we go ahead and do the mitzvah. Hidlik Ner Chanukah v'shachach levarach alavaka. So let's say you by accident lit the Neres Chanukah and you realize you forgot to make the brachos. Says Barak Kodem Shiach Kula Nisgar Dadayim Lebirach. And in the 8th Ner Chanukah by the 6th candle, you're like, whoa, I never made the bracha. What's the din? Yesh lo levarach kol habrachos. You still can go ahead and make all the brachos. Od katov shim nisker la'ach achar shehidlik kulam. If you remember, only after lighting all them, ein lo levarach birkas lahadlik. Ra, you can't say lahadlik ner shel Chanukah anymore over there. Rak birkas she'asa nisim v'chein birkas shachianu yesh lo levarach. And also birkas shachianu, you could also make the bracha, which is a big pella over here. What's going on? We just said moments ago, when you're done with the Adlaka, you can't say Shechianu anymore. You can't say Shechianu over anymore. So I also said over here, if after you lit the candles, you can still say Shechianu. That's a big Tzarachim because it's 2 Mishnah Berurahs. Came out one right after another. Can you make Shechianu not connected to Adlaka's Neres Chanukah or not? It's hard to say that he's relying on what he wrote in the Shaar Tzion that you could, because we said before, you just wait for the next night by Adlaka's Neres Chanukah to light then. What's going on over here? The only thing I could perhaps tell you is that maybe it's different over here because it's clear over here. You're still amongst Neres Chanukah. Okay, Neres Chanukah is still burning over here, and therefore it's within the first half hour, and therefore the Shechianu could still be going on the mitzvah of Hadlakas Neres Chanukah. And Kay, what we were talking about before, The lights have already gone out. It's way later on in the night. Okay, it's not connected anymore to Neres Chanukah Bichlal, and therefore you would not be allowed to say Shachianu. As opposed to over here, we're still in the context of Birkas of the Mitzvah of Neres Chanukah. Therefore, you can go ahead and say Birkas Shachianu. That's in order to answer up the Stira, the only Tzarchian. That is, on that pshat, then why can't you say Lahavik Neres Chanukah also? Okay, if you're still continuation of the Mitzvah, generally hold. Let's say I forgot to make the bracha my tzitzis. Okay, but I'm still wearing my tzitzis. I can still go ahead and make a bracha so long as the mitzvah is still going. Over here, the mitzvah is still going, but at least for the first half hour. So yeah, it's a little bit difficult to understand this Mishnah. We're moving on to Sid Gimel. Mishalo hidlik veinu asid lahadlik ba'oto alayim. Someone who did not light candles, and he's not going to light candles. He's in a place, he's not at home. He's not going to be able to light Neres Chanukah. V'gam ein madlik no abetov veis. Okay, kishiroa near Chanukah b'varach sha'asa nisi. When he sees Neres Chanukah, he will make the bracha of sha'asa nisi. Uvelo rishon b'varach gam shachianu. If he sees someone else's Neres Chanukah, he can make the bracha of sha'asa nisi, and he makes the bracha of shachianu. If achaka b'lo beizu give up b'avanik, eino chozim b'varach shachianu. He already said shachianu. Therefore, if he could light his own candles on the second or third night, he would not make shachianu. This halacha is what we call birkas haroah. Okay, Birkas Haroah, you can make not only brachas on your own Halakas Neres Chanukah, but you can make a bracha on someone else's Halakas Neres Chanukah, at least the second and third bracha, Sha'asa Nisim, and Shachriyan. However, even though the Gemara tells us you see candles, you're not going to light Chanukah candles at night, and you're going to see candles, you make the bracha of Sha'asa Nisim and Shachriyan if it's the first night. However, there's a big machlokas in the Rishonim. What's the case over here? Are we talking about a case where he's a single guy and no one's lighting for him in his house? Or we're even talking about a case where he has a family who's lighting in their house and he just happens to not be home? And therefore, he didn't light candles. And therefore, you can say Birkas Haroah. Okay, the Shita, the Rashba, is that even if they're madlik on him for him in his house, you would still say Birkas Haroah. Because even though they're yotzi the near ishu beito, he's yotzi the halakas Neres Chanukah because his wife's lighting for him, or his kid's lighting for him in his house, and therefore he's yotzi the mitzvah of Neres Chanukah, but that is only the mitzvah of lahadlik near shalachanukah. But the mitzvah of sha'asa, the bracha of sha'asa nisim, is actually seeing the candles, reminding us of the miracle. And therefore, he can still say the bracha of sha'asa. He would be required to say sha'asa nisim if he sees someone else's candles. Mashen kein, the Mordechai holds that no. This is only talking about a case where they're not light in his house. If they light in his house, he's yotzi both the bracha of lahadlik near shalchanukah, and he's yotzi sha'asa nisim. He would not be allowed to say sha'asa nisim anymore because he's already yotzi through his family. Okay, how do we paskin over here? If you read, notice the Sid Gimel, that's what it says over here. Mishalo hidlik veino osid lahadlik boso alayla v'gam ein madlikin alav betok beso. Also, he does not have his family lighting in his house. Therefore, that's why you don't see this as so common, this halacha, is because generally someone's lighting in the house and therefore he's going to yotze, and therefore he cannot go ahead and make the bracha. Says the Mishnah Berurah, Siv Katan Vav. V'yesh poskim the Savri, there are those poskim all this is the Shita of the Rashba. Dafilu yodish matlikin alav beso. Even if you know people are lighting in his house, kevin dehu ba'atso einu madlik, since he himself is not madlik. And he's also not joining in the mitzvah with someone else. Therefore, he should make a bracha on the re'iyah to the hodos on the neis and to say shachianu if it's the first night of Chanukah. Umikomakom says the Mishabura ain't a kedai lasso slakin lamaisa. It's not kedai to follow the sheet of the Rashba, the subic bracha zahaka, like the Machara Paskins over here, to be choshish for the Mordechai not to make the bracha. But it's only because subic bracha zahaka, as the sheet of the Rashba is, you would require to make a bracha. Therefore, the best thing is, okay, that happens sometimes, you have people, our yeshiva bracha, they have a chasana. Well, Chanukah. So they're not going to be going home where they're in. They're going to go much later on, way after Halakas Neres Chanukah. So what could you do? Or you have a Rav who's in the yeshiva, and he's going after a wedding afterwards. He's not going to be going home to light Neres Chanukah. So in those cases, what they should try and do is be around someone else who's going to be madlik Neres Chanukah, even though he can't say the Sha'asa Nisim like we just said over here, because we're choshesh for the shita of the Mordechai, who holds he can't say Shazunizim because his wife is lighting for him in his house, or someone's lighting for him in his house, nevertheless, he should tell the person to make the bracha to have him in mind when he's saying Shazunizim. Answer, Amen, and therefore, at least he heard the bracha of Shazunizim on that night of Hanukkah. Okay, that would be the best thing to do in this case over here, and that's what Rav Moshe Feinstein also says over here. By the way, in a case where no one's lighting in your house, okay, and you're not going to be able to, you're supposed to say Birkas Haroah, what kind of candles are you allowed to make the bracha? Both Rav Shlomo Zalman and Rav Moshe holds you can say Bar Birkas Haroah, even if it's just any candles that are still lit from there, even if it's not within the first half hour. Let's say you're passing by someone's house, and it's an hour after Allah's Neres Hanukkah, they're almost going out. So it's past the Iker Zman of the Mitzvah, you can still say Birkas Haroah. You can still say Birkas Haroah, even though it's not within the first half hour they were lit. Okay, that's both what Rav Shlomo Zalman and Rav Moshe says, and even it's not the first candle, it's like the eighth candle that's start burning. It's not the Iker Mitzvah, the first Mitzvah, the first candle. You could still be Yotzei the Mitzvah. However, Neiros of a Beis Knesses, you're not allowed to say Birkas Haroah. That's both what Rav Shlomo Zalman and Rav Moshe says, since that's only a minute ba'alma to light Neiros Beis Knesses. You can't say Birkas Haroah on such candles. The last thing is, just to Mavorah, because it's connected to Ha'ar over here, of Morena Rabbeinu Rav Nevinson. It's not so much connected to what we're learning right now, but a very important Ha'ar. Look inside of Morena Rabbeinu Rav Nevinson. Dibor HaMaschil. Mishalom. He says, okay, what kind? We know it's near issue basal. You're required to have a bias to light Neiros Chanukah. What does it mean, a bias? What's the gather of a bias to light? So it says over here, Ol Arai V'Katon Arui L'Shein Abovan. Someone pitches a tent. It's an Ol Arai, and it's only there for sleeping. He's going to sleep there, he's going to pitch his tent, he's going to sleep there, and he's going to fold up the tent and go on his way. Salvar Admor Zal Shetino Kabais. Rav Shlomo Zalman holds that has a din of bias for Neiros Chanukah. V'alan Bo Le'Avim Bo Berachah. Someone is sleeping in a tent. One of the little nights of Chanukah, he would light Neiros Chanukah, obviously without getting into any dangers of burning down his tent. And therefore, he says, "B'machana tzva'im." If someone's in the army, chodom, okay, yadliko bechader ochel shabu ochlin kulam. The best place is to light in the chader ochel where everyone's eating together. But then he says like this. He says, "The eating videos come close to chashuvayis." And he says, "V'tzarich lomer shibineres chanukah ikur hu sheish lo makom lishon aval shem bebayis tov sham bebayis talyuvis by bedikas chometz." It's only what we would call mamasha house. Over here by Neiros Chanukah, you just have to have a place to sleep in there with a roof over your head. Therefore, let's say someone is in the field, someone's in the army, but he's in the field one night, he's sleeping out in the Sada for one of the Neiros lights of Chanukah, he would not light Neiros Chanukah because he doesn't have a bias right now. However, Rav Shlomo Zalman does say, if he's in the tank unit, okay, he's in the tank unit, he's sleeping in the tank at night, that would be considered a bias. He can light outside his tank. Okay, you can light on the outside of the tank in that case because that would be considered a bias, and therefore, no worse than that is like we said before, someone who's flying on an airplane. Somebody flying on an airplane, he's got a roof over his head, that's considered his bias for that night, and therefore, if he has the incandescent flashlights that we said before, which was looked up yesterday, $4.54 on Amazon, you could order it, you could go ahead and buy your light your flashlight near his Hanukkah, and you can be able to that way. I'd count for today.